Now, we all know that the homeless situation is disimproving all the time. So you had the impediment of the having to be on HAP and the house to be in perfect state of repair. And then on top of that, you had the cut in funding. Now, in this county alone, there's 107 termination notices. I don't have the figure for previous years, but that would be hugely up on previous years. In my own area, I'm aware of at least a handful of people who has termination notices between the end of May and late October. Now, what are those people to do? If there's no scheme there, and there is no scheme there because the 3 million that was allocated to the Drainage and Situate scheme for Sligo has all been allocated in previous years, most of it in the second half of 2024. So the people that are now facing homelessness has no place to turn to get the house they're living in bought, even if the landlord is selling it. So this is just a terrible situation. I couldn't imagine anything worse than having no place to live.
The money that was supposed to be allocated for this year has already been used up. That was used up last year, it seems to be, and that's left us kind of, it's left the county in a tricky place now for this year. And I guess when you hear that, when you see the situation it is, when you're chatting to people on the ground, what do you think the next steps can be? What can be done here to try and make things right? Because as it was highlighted that, you know, the scheme as it stands cannot go ahead in County Sligo this year, which is quite an indictment.
Well, the solution to it is the scheme to revert to what it was and adequate funding to be provided. And I think like 3 million is only scratching the surface. I don't know what figure you'd put on it, but there needs to be huge money put into this. And like the other thing is, people that are taken into emergency accommodation, what effect has that on themselves? What effect has it on their children? Like, this is something that's very hard measured. But if it has, I'm sure it has an effect to them and their children. And that'll come at a cost to the state. So I think the cheapest solution to this is provide the scheme with adequate funding.